Hi, I'm Alex Womer. Today we'll talk to a mover and shaker from Erie, Pennsylvania, looking to display our area in a positive light and hopefully your upcoming event as well. Enjoy. For the first time ever, hopefully first time of many, the Matt Mead Photography LLC podcast. We'll have to come up with a name.
Oh, the LLC.
The LLC.
The best podcast in the world.
That could be it. Thanks for joining. We're here to talk about it. Matt Mead Photography LLC. And obviously, Erie, PA is kind of your stomping grounds, Matt. But I want to get a background of your business. Okay. Want to get an idea of what you do, what people can expect, who hire you on, and take advantage of the great services you have to offer. But let's start by learning a little bit more about you, the artist himself. Where are you from?
Well, I am born and raised in Erie, Pennsylvania, Mill Creek Township, actually, just on the Mill Creek-Fairview border. Spent almost my whole life here, did a two-year stint in Baltimore after college. I went to school to be an environmental geoscientist. That's what I have my bachelor's degree in from Clarion, graduated 2000. And kind of a long story short, I ended up back in Erie and kind of worked my way through our family business, which was purchased. And for the last going on 5 years, I've been working in professional photography as a full-time working professional photographer.
What was it that you were involved with? I mean, for me, I played a lot of sports, but you, I would guess that photography was something that maybe you've discovered at an earlier age than most.
I did. My father had that old Minolta setup, the 35 millimeter with the film with interchangeable lenses. And instead of letting me play with it, he bought me a little Kodak film 35 millimeter point and shoot.
Okay.
He's like, son, if you're going to destroy something, you can hear.
Start with this.
And that's how I learned. It's something I've always been very good at and something I've always come back to at every time in my life. And then when I started scuba diving, it was the first thing I did was pick up a camera to do underwater photography. So it's just always been something I've been good at. It's just been an inherent skill I've always had.
Well, and it's an interesting lens into your life and the things that you do, obviously. Wherever you go, you have that eye to be able to take a picture and to be able to better, I guess illustrate isn't the right word, but photograph what's going on before you and bring that to people who aren't in the setting readily. And that brings us to why your business is so effective. People might know you from your sports photography, from the Erie Otters, from Gannon University, but is that something that you did at an early age? Did you go to events around town with your dad, I take it? And
no, it was, my dad would always bring the camera to like family events, you know, be the dad taking pictures of his kids and stuff. But it's funny you mention that because my parents handed me a book a couple years ago, a photo album that they had saved that I had taken pictures of my school bus trip to the zoo as a five-year-old.
Nobody else had a camera there, right?
It was just me. And I looked at that, I'm like, man, that little kid knew what he was doing back then. So it wasn't too surprising now.
I don't know if we can call it a natural ability. Is there a natural eye that you have to take photos, or would you say that that came from just being brought up in that environment?
There's a natural eye to it. My mentor actually told me that, you know, it's the camera itself is just glass and plastic and metal. It's the idiot behind it that makes the photo. He was a little bit more colorful, and that's totally true. You and I could sit down, sit next to each other, and take a photograph of this Jet Radio 1400 coffee mug.
Nice mug.
It's a fantastic mug. And it would look completely different based on how I see it versus how you see it. And that's why in my classes I teach at the museum, I always tell people my disclaimer is, I can't teach you how to photograph like me. I can teach you how to photograph like you.
So let's start with that. Let's start with the classes that you do offer as an instructor.
I teach two Photoshop classes, the intro, which is Photoshop for photographers, and then a more advanced class, which teaches you how to get into a little bit more of the, not graphic design, but a little bit more of the in-depth with the software and things that you can do with it creatively instead of just edit, save, share. I also teach the level 3 and level 4 photography over there, which focuses on a lot of the things that I am good at.
So it makes sense that you would want to influence photographers of tomorrow, the future photographers, but a lot of photographers in town, worldwide, they're not necessarily teaching classes. And I think to be able to instruct someone, it brings a whole new level to what you can do as a professional, and you're always going to be honing your own skills by being involved with those classes in addition to teaching others what they can do.
Correct. And I, as a side note, part of my part-time job is I'm a scuba diving instructor, and how that part of how that works into my photography career is into this, in this teaching, we're taught that you don't know your craft well enough unless you can teach somebody how to do it. And if I can't teach somebody how photography, then I clearly don't know it well enough. So I'm always looking to improve, and that's what teaching does help me do. It helps me improve my photography skills, not just my teaching skills.
So you have classes. Another thing we started to allude to is sports. You've done a lot in this area with sports photography lately.
I have. I photograph the Erie Otters Hockey Club and Gannon University Athletics. This year was my first year with them. The Otters have been wonderful for my business. They really have been. And I can't say enough about everything that they've done for me and getting my brand out there. And it was just on a whim. We were having a cocktail, one of the sales guys that I knew that I grew up with, and I said, I'm going to put it out there. Can you get me a pass? And I will prove to Aaron Cooney that, you know, I can do this.
So you just wanted to get in the door.
Yeah. Can you get me in the door, and I will do the rest. And that way, at the end of the year, if they look at this and go, this kid is terrible, nobody's out anything. I had a feeling it wouldn't be the case. Got to August, got to training camp the following year. I hadn't heard from him. And I'm like, oh, great. I'm terrible. So finally I reached out, and Aaron had said, thank you, God, because we didn't think you wanted to do this anymore because we hadn't heard from you. And I go, well, I didn't think you wanted me because I hadn't heard from you. So at the end of every season, I send Aaron a text. Goes, is it too early to start talking about next season?
So you became the official photographer of not just any team, but I mean, Gannon University, the Otters of the OHL, CHL, those are big gigs.
And it happened in a very short time. And last year was actually my first full season as the primary guy for the Otters. So the last 2 years, I've been the primary photographer.
What other events would you care to mention? I know that you're not restricted just to sports.
As far as event photography goes, because it is a separate category, I do some corporate events. But I'm limiting that because it takes away from my wedding business. So I'm limiting my current corporate partners, or who I will work with from now on. I'm not taking on any new ones, so I can free up my time to work more in the wedding and portrait aspect of it.
So then let's get into those services that you offer people, and you will get the fullest of Matt Mead when he arrives at your event, whether it is a wedding.
We decided to take the plunge this year and get into wedding photography. It was something that in the beginning I vowed I would never do because I thought my wedding was stressful enough. And then I second shot one a couple years ago, and I kind of like this. I kind of have a knack for it. And I did some last year, and they turned out really well. And I'm already booked this year, and I'm already booking into next year. So if you want to book me, you need to get a hold of me now.
And of course, wedding is something that you definitely want to dot all the I's, cross all the T's, just as someone who's organizing a wedding. You talked about your own. But as a photographer, it's really an open dialogue when you do happen upon a client, when they hire you on for your services. It's an open dialogue. And let's say that someone wants a lot of focus on a bouquet, for example, just to throw something out there. See what I did there?
I did.
Throw something
I like
out
that.
There. Let's say that they want you to focus on flowers, then you're able to do that.
I am. And part of my branding is my simple, precise, and natural. And the precise part of it is I'm able to take you right back to that exact moment in time. So if you want that detail taken, if you want all the details of your reception, it's right within my skill set.
What about this, though? When I get a haircut, people hate it because they ask me what exactly I want done, and I'm indecisive. It's just not my forte. You're a photographer. Your forte is capturing those moments. What if you were in front of a couple and they said, look, we're terrified. We don't know how this is supposed to go. I get the idea you'd be a good person for them.
And that has actually happened. And at that point, you become a part photographer and one part psychologist. And you just walk them through the whole day. And then you become a wedding planner as well. In fact, one of the weddings I photographed last year, the DJ and I ended up being the wedding planner because it was just kind of naturally fell to us because the bride was just kind of frozen. She's like, I don't know what to do. What do I do? I'm like, you just let us handle it and we will walk you through everything. And we did. So that I you know, that's part of my nature. I'm more than happy to work with you and help you out in any way I can.
Continuing through the list, headshots are a thing that you do?
I do. I do modeling, acting, and corporate headshots. And what I love about that is it goes back to my precise and natural and simple branding. You are who you are, and you look how you look, and your headshot is everybody's window into you. So if you don't look like you, and I get your business card, and then I come to meet you, and it's not what's on your business card, I'm going to immediately be turned off, and I won't want your business. And I'm finding that that's true with 99.9% of potential consumers. So I highly recommend that you have an updated headshot if you don't. And plus it gives me a chance to abuse you for an hour and a half.
Not only updated, but accurate. I mean, it can't be false advertising. You're showing a potential employer in some cases, or an ID badge or whatever a headshot might be used for. You're showing what someone looks like.
And you can even use them for your dating profile. If you're a single and you are using the Tinders or Match, you need to look how you are. And if you don't, people are going to keep swiping right, or you're not going to get too many matches.
Portraits, which means a lot of different things.
The general portrait category, we do family portraits for people. I've had solo portraits, couple portraits, mostly families with older grown children, or newly engaged couples, engagement sessions, things like that.
Lastly, and this one, at least from a consumer standpoint, just looking at your work, I'm kind of a sports lover. Anybody who knows me knows that, but the excursions you go on, excursions is the best word for it, but it also speaks towards another job of yours in scuba diving and the fact that you take pictures of those, but you go and you take pictures of some really, really cool stuff that most people don't have access to.
Yeah, and underwater and aerial photography is the last part of my skill set. The thing with underwater photography is it's so hard, and it's nothing you can just pick up and just do, because you have to learn how to scuba dive first. So you have that skill set you have to master. And then once you master that, then you need to get a camera in your hand. And once you have the camera in your hand, you need to know how the camera works, and you need to know how light works, how light reacts underwater, how the fact that if you think you're close enough to an object, you're not, because objects appear a quarter closer and a quarter larger underwater. But if you didn't scuba dive, you wouldn't know that unless you listened to our podcast.
And you could prepare someone to both scuba dive and then take the photos once they're there.
Absolutely can do that.
And then aerial, I didn't see your jetpack on the way in. Yeah. And I know I don't see wings unless it's under your t-shirt, but how is it that you capture those?
I work with a drone, a DJI Phantom 3 professional. I do mostly commercial and residential real estate, but I have done some fine art stuff, some stuff that I've shot of the city, but it's typically residential and commercial real estate. And I did, and tomorrow there's going to be a big posting on my Instagram and Facebook pages. I did an aerial 360 of Gannon University from right above the McConnell Family Stadium, and it looks awesome.
So that you get to be a kid a little bit, flying a drone, right?
Get to play with toys.
Let me ask you this, Matt. When was it that you realized Matt Mead Photography LLC, the LLC part, that you needed to make it into a business?
Well, I took a year once the business was purchased to figure out what exactly it is I want to do with the rest of my life, because I was in my 30s, and I'm like, I'm way too young to retire. And I knew that I wanted to become a scuba diving instructor. See how it's all right, working together. And I went, and I had already been taking underwater photos for years, because, again, hobby I go back to. So I decided I wanted to learn more about photography instead of just my natural ability. So I looked up classes, and I took Art Becker's basic photography class at the Erie Art Museum. And if you've ever taken Art's class, you'd know how he operates. He's very brutal, very upfront. He'll tell you if you stink. He'll tell you if you suck. He'll tell you if you don't suck. And what he does is he has you print out 4x6 images, and then you put them up on the whiteboard, and he critiques them in front of the entire class.
And you hold your breath.
Yes. He got to mine, and I figured I'm going to show him. I'm going to put one of my turtles up there. And it stopped him dead in his tracks, and he's like, whose is this? And I put my hand up. He's like, see me after class. I'm like, oh, man, I'm dead. I'm done for. And he took me, put his arm around my shoulder, and he said, Matt, if you don't do this for a living, this is a waste of God-given talent. And it was at that moment that I knew that if Art is telling me this, and he was very, very well known locally, and very well known nationally in photography. And I'm like, if he is telling me this, then this is probably something I should look into. And he mentored me for a year. And when he told me that he couldn't teach me anything anymore, that I should go on my own and find paying customers, that's when I knew it was time to form the LLC.
So there you have it. Just to rehash, and I'm sure that there's some things we're leaving out, Matt, but sports photography, weddings, you offer classes, you could take headshots for folks, portraits, whether they be family, senior, etc. You've got other miscellaneous events that you'll attend and take pictures of, and then there's the underwater excursions, there's all the trips that you go on as well, which is just another glimpse into the life of a photographer that you could hire, who could be working for you. All right, let me say this, though. You did mention your own wedding, being nervous for it. You mentioned you've planned a few since. You don't do all of this alone. The LLC, it isn't just a one-man show.
No, my wife, Terry, actually, she does all the hard work behind the LLC. She does all the books. She does all the website updates. She edits our blog to make me not sound like an idiot. she frees me up to be creative. She's the yin to my yang, and I couldn't do it without her.
And that is just another reason why you should trust Matt Mead Photography LLC in hiring a photographer for whatever event it may be. It's not that one person couldn't do it. It's that you have a situation where two people do it way better than one person could do on their own.
Exactly. And I also work, I have an associate photographer that I work with. And thanks to the Otters, I now have a new part-time intern that I'm working with.
Matt, I know you. You're a humble guy. These are my words. Why are you the best in Erie, man?
Well, I appreciate the compliment, and I try to remain as humble as possible. But I think what makes me stand out from others in Erie is the fact that my images will take you to that exact moment in time that you hired me to capture, and you don't have to worry about not getting it. You don't have to worry about me being the fly-by-night guy that got the Canon Rebel for Christmas and put up a Facebook page and a website and doesn't know what he's doing. You don't have to worry about that. That's not who I am. And I can guarantee that every time I push the shutter, you're going to get the exact result you see on my website and you see on my Instagram and you see on my Facebook page.
Where can listeners find your work, Matt, so that if they want to hire you for their services, they're able to do so?
They can find me on my website at mattmeadphotographyllc.com, on Instagram as instagram.com/nowymatt, on Facebook as Matt Mead Photography LLC. That's my business page. If you send me a personal friend request, I may not answer it, but you can also follow me on my personal page. And on Twitter, I am at Nowy Matt.
Yeah, I wish you'd accept mine.
you just got to click that follow button, man.
We want to have some fun. In future episodes, we'll go further into the different aspects of your work. I mean, we'll talk weddings, we'll talk sports, but also we'll get into underwater photographing. We'll do it all. So we're going to have some fun with this podcast. Wanted to get a background here today to start things off, but it's only going to get more fun from here, Matt.
It's going to be really fun. I'm excited to see where the LLC podcast takes us.
Thanks for listening.